When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Wow, frog in my throat. Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, and it is our happy Memorial Day weekend edition. It's a holiday weekend. We are here, and we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream, go to the directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen upper left, and then Listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days and find all the great videos and stories and stuff that I post there about our animal friends. And, gosh, it is an extra Sunday edition here of Animal World, because May is a 5-Sunday month, and we will be spending most of it, starting at 10, with Animals 24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clipton will join us, and gosh, got a lot to talk about what's going on in the animal world. And as always, well, unless Bigfoot takes over, as always, with if it's not a Bigfoot day, is production Animal World production engineer is here, Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, frogs? Martha. I guess I'm a little bit froggy too. I mean, it is frog season after all, right?
Are you being a frog man or something?
Well, you got all those frogs going around. The frog in your throat.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Uh-oh.
Nathan, I can't hear you.
One moment.
Maybe those were crickets, because we don't have Nathan's voice going. I think they were frogs.
There we go. That's what's going on. I did not have myself being sent over to you for some reason. I guess you got taken over by a frog earlier, and then now I was getting taken over by a frog.
Well, oh, I see. So was the frog in my throat?
The frog in your throat. Yes,
I gotcha.
The part that you missed was I was saying that it is frog season now, as we're in spring and headed towards summer. Temperatures are rising and the frogs are coming out.
Well, I live in, you know, out in forested area and swampy area on my property and around. So frogs are a big deal out here in the spring. I think I mentioned them from time to time on the air, but the spring frog season is really kind of over, just so you know.
Now, is that because it got a little bit cooler for the past few weeks, or is it actually over?
As best as my memory can do at the moment, I remember the frogs got up early in February because we had some warmer weather in February, and they started singing. I told them to go back to bed because it was too early, and they did.
False alarm.
They did. They went back to bed, and then I don't remember when it got nice enough, long enough. I think it was kind of an on and off start a few times for them. But it's been the last, you know, couple months or so where we get the singing all the time. And when it's the height of, I think, spring breeding season for frogs, they are singing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've told you that it gets so loud, the frogs get so loud that even if I'm inside my house, all doors and windows closed, and it's pretty sound, you know, good. You can, and with the TV on, you can still hear them.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, they can be very loud little critters.
Yeah. Yeah. But that part of the spring and frog, that part is over. So the frogs, you know, the frogs are alive and well and up and doing whatever they're doing. But they're not croaking all the time.
Mm.
You know, they chime in sometimes, you know, in the evening and that sort of thing. The height of frog croaking singing around here, we have passed already.
All right. So you can sleep peacefully, at least for now, until other things start making a lot of noise.
Well, I find the frog sound is quite calming and soothing to me. I mean, I really, even if I don't ever remember it bothering me when I was sleeping. So, but anyway, I mean, yeah, they get loud, but it's not disturbing loud. It's nice loud.
See, I'm one of those people where if I have my window open at night and then things start making noise, whether it be frogs or birds or any other type of animal out there, I got to get up and shut that window so I can finish my night of sleep.
Holy mackerel. Speaking of birds.
Yeah, I got some bird news too. Or some things.
Okay, well, tell me your bird news while I'm looking for something here.
Well, as you know, my parents were in town last week, and they were visiting me at my condo. And, you know, typically around here, we see a lot of pigeons, especially going around through the city streets and stuff like that. So that's what my parents were kind of used to seeing. But when we were at my condo, there was like a little flock of pigeons that had come to one of the few bird feeders that they have in the courtyard area. And my mom was just amazed about how much larger and beautiful those pigeons were. So immediately we just started going around and trying to figure out what kind of pigeons those were. We weren't sure if maybe they were more like domestic pigeons because of just sort of the way they behaved, or as opposed to city pigeons, like because maybe domestic pigeons can be more larger in size and have a more pristine look to them. Whereas, you know, like city pigeons are just, of course, what you're used to seeing in the city streets flying around or grazing on some dropped food that was on the streets. So I was wondering if you knew anything about like pigeons and what we would possibly might be seeing with that larger feathered pigeon, and especially in the tails.
Okay, so I wasn't fully paying attention because I was looking for something.
Yeah,
that's
you were
kind of
distracted. But
so what did you say? You've got an unusual looking pigeon in the around.
I wouldn't say
around?
Like unusual, but it's not what we're used to seeing, as opposed to the city street pigeons that you see downtown. They were larger in size, had bigger tail feathers that kind of fanned out.
And a different design on the
yeah,
because there's and those are, oh shoot, and my memory is like being weird at the moment, because I was I had my Merlin app open, you know, the Merlin app from the University of Cornell University, the whole bird expert people. And that's the app that you can download for free and record birds or photograph them and then identify them and so forth. And we've talked about using that app a lot. Well, I use it all the time. Well, yesterday I went out I mowed and blowed and did all of that. But when I was earlier in the morning when I was out, there were a lot of birds here. Oh, I'm listening for... I'm trying to see if the flycatchers have showed up. It's the flycatchers that showed up a few years ago and started building nests under the eaves, real close to my house. And I've been they had two batches of babies last year, and they've had different locations, but all under the eaves of my house on the same south side of the house. And they're a little later than the other birds, and the juncos are already here, and the juncos are already nesting because they're ticking at us. So it's time for the flycatchers to be here, and they have a specific call that they do, and very similar to a Swainden's thrush. Anyway, so while I was out earlier in the morning, I turned my recorder on, the Merlin app, and set it down on, you know, the table out there. And I forgot I did that. And so I don't know. I don't know if it was a half hour later or how long it was when I realized I didn't have my phone. Then I remembered I left it recording outside, went out and grabbed it. And it 15 different birds.
Wow.
That were recorded. And I was gonna see if I could find it on my app so I could tell you all the birds that were recorded in just that period of time in my yard. And I can't figure out how to find it on my app. So I can't tell you. I can't read you the list of all the birds that were recorded yesterday, but 15 different kinds of birds. And one of them was a flycatcher.
So you did capture it.
So there is a flycatcher, at least one out there that got recorded yesterday. Now I'm going to really be watching with an eagle eye to see if they start building, close to the house. And again, I hope they do. I was going to share that 15 different birds. But anyway, there is another kind of pigeon that could be seeing. I don't know if they're larger, but I'm trying to. I remember seeing them at my farm. You know, when I fed, would put out bird seed and stuff and feed birds. I don't do that anymore. I feed the hummers, but I don't feed the seeds type stuff. So I don't see them, but they would come to my feeders all the time. And I'm trying to remember what they're called.
Because I got a text from my mom after they had returned back to Tennessee, and they said that my mom said that she was trying to figure out what that pigeon was, and the closest thing that she could find was the band-tailed pigeon.
Band-tail, that's what it is. Band-tail. Band-tail pigeons, that's what they are. So your mom's right, she found it. We have the regular, rock doves, the regular pigeons that we have. But it's the band tails, and so they do have a band on their tail.
Yeah.
And I suppose they could be a little bigger or have a little, I always kind of thought of them about this, but I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen a band tail and a regular pigeon side by side so I could compare them.
Mm-hmm. But she definitely
noticed the size
difference.
The band tails might be
a
little larger. I mean, it's kind of feeling like that to me.
I'm also seeing that there's but she also said the closest she could find was the band-tailed pigeon. So maybe it was something similar to the band-tailed pigeon, but not quite exactly. Maybe there's some different in the markings on their feathers or something like that, or maybe length of neck.
I'm pretty sure it was band-tail because that's what I know. I don't know that we have any other kinds of, there's mourning doves.
Mm-hmm.
But they're but the band tails are the other kind of pigeons that you see.
Okay.
So I don't think there's anything else it would have been.
Well, I guess I'll have to keep my eye out for them to return to the feeders over the course of the next week and see if I can get them captured on the Merlin app, and that can tell me for sure.
Yeah, no, I would say typically when I was at the farm for all those years and when I, fed the birds consistently, the band tails would come to the feeding stations and the benches all the time when it was the season. I never saw regular pigeons at the feeding stations.
Okay.
They weren't into the seeds, apparently. Now, I had lots of regular pigeons in my arena on the farm property, but they didn't come to the wild bird feeder stations, but the band tails did.
Okay. No,
so I don't know what that means, but
they very well could have been band-tailed. But like I said, I'll keep my eyes and ears peeled and do what I can to find out for sure.
Well,
maybe even take a picture of them and send them to you too.
If you have the Merlin app, you can turn the recorder on and hang out there if they're around. And chances are somebody will say something and you'll get a and so the Merlin app will tell you what they are.
Okay, I didn't remember them making too much noise, but then again, that was more in the afternoon, so they wouldn't really be maybe singing as much, I would think.
Well, yeah, but if things blend together and sometimes it sounds the same. Like yesterday, I don't think I'd have any idea that there were 15 different kinds of birds.
Oh, yeah, that's what's amazing about that app is it just how much it is able to differentiate.
Yeah, that's why I said, and unless they're silent birds, which I'm not aware of any that are, but anyway, you'd probably pick up the recording Okay. You know, if you pick them up, but that would be a way to maybe find them and identify them. So
now,
gosh,
can they be domesticated, or were they probably just wild?
The bandtails?
Yes.
They're wild.
Okay.
They're definitely wild. Yeah. Yeah. And they're seasonal. I mean, they're not here year round.
Ah.
I don't think.
Okay. So they probably fly south for the winter or something like that.
Well, yeah, when we get to the commercial break, I'll have to run grab my bird book, and then I can tell you.
All right.
Okay. Let's see.
When there's not an app, there's a book.
Yep, yep, there is. And I was going to go grab that, but I'll do it when we take a break. Anyway, before we do that, Nathan and I have a lot to catch up on, and we'll be chatting about all that good stuff, but I would say, why don't we officially start the show before our first commercial break, and then we'll be free to chat with you for the rest of the hour here. And I always officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with all the animals for all these years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And so I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, because it's Sunday and I can. You are welcome. Oh, and then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do, chosen for their profound effects in positively helping us in our lives. And you are free to participate in this part of the show with me and say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, and feel free to use them all week long, like I know many of you do, or you can opt out. It's up to you. But here we go. I'm starting with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, now we get to our affirmations. And this first one came from my spiritual family and was an assignment years ago to say it out loud 3 times a day for a week, see what happens. Well, changed my life, and I still do it every day, and I share it with you. Here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number 2 comes from our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. She was here last Sunday. We'll be here the second Sunday of June. And, you know, when Linda works with you, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. It was so powerful. Everybody was saying how much it's changing their lives. I started doing it. Works for me too. I still use it every day. Now, when I say abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, our next affirmation comes from our Ananda family as well, and this one from the Italian division. And I use this one, you know, to kind of stay in the right balance and stuff, especially before I go out in public and that sort of thing. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew, all righty, and now this next one comes from our medium communicator and psychic gal, Natasha, and this is the one I use for me and our animals to keep us and try to stay in alignment with the energies these days. It's so crazy out there. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My bodies and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and this next one is back to our Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and this is the Ananda International Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this. And with this affirmation, we're sending God's light all over the country, all over the world. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty. Now we have added back in Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony prayer with warring going on and so forth around the world and all the rumblings. The best we can do right now is send the most powerful energy all over. That's God's love, God's light. It is the most powerful energy on the planet. And let's just wrap all of us and the whole world in this love and light and pray for the highest good. And it's good to put your hands in the prayer position for this one because it does align you with Divine Mother and Spirit and makes it a little more powerful. Now, there's two affirmations involved here. The first one for the world, the second for us personally. And if you're doing this at home, you do the first affirmation 10 times, the second one 3 times. For radio, we do each one 3 times. So here we go with the first one. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, second affirmation. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. Now, then, to conclude our whole affirmation process and to set it within us and for the day and the week is Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part. And the way we do this is take your hands, place them over your heart on your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And with that, how about we catch up and take care of our advertisers? And then we will get to chatting. Merritt and Beth from animals24-7.org will join us for the 10 o'clock hour on. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if I sound a little discombobulated, it's because I'm doing more than one thing at once, and I forgot till the last minute, so I had to run to get the bird book.
We're flocking around over here, all over
anyway,
the place.
We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and that, of course, is my spiritual family. I have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community and Heartsong Retreat in Lake Stevens, and East West Bookshop in Edmonds, and all kinds of great classes and programs going on. And you might want to check out the Ananda website, anandawashington.org, because the last weekend of this month, that would be next weekend, big events going on at the temple with the worldwide directors of Ananda are in town, will be in town, Jyotish and Devi. And, oh, it's very special to have these very gifted souls with us, and free program and lunch and everything on Saturday, all kinds of cool stuff going on. So go to anandawashington.org and you can see what's going on. You can also find them on Facebook at Ananda Washington, but check it out. And if you do know that when I'm not doing radio, well, even when I'm doing radio, but you know, when I'm out working, I'm being a animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people and their dogs in their homes, help them solve problems, especially all the horrible stuff. And I see probably more
reactive behavior than anything else. You know, how many times should you take your dog for a walk and you run into those dogs that go crazy wherever whenever they see other dogs and people? Well, I can resolve that for you, get it all under control in one visit. So I'll always talk to you for free on the phone, and please write down my number. So if you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call Aunt Martha, and if I'm not the right person to work with them, I probably know who is. But chances are I can get everything under control for them in the one session that I do with folks. So the number to write down and pass out is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Okie dokie then. All right, Nathan, I went, got my bird book. And just so you know, this is the golden expanded and revised edition of a field guide, a guide to field identification, birds of North America. Yeah, wants to know. So now the our regular, I'll call them, you know, street pigeons, Nathan.
Uh-huh.
What you're thinking of? Okay, those are rock doves.
Yep.
Okay. Now then, they have a map that shows where these are, and purples. So the whole United States and up into Canada, down to Mexico, it's all purple. These rock doves are everywhere. Now, the band-tailed pigeon, I know, the other one I was thinking about is the mourning dove. But it looks different than the pigeons. It has a straight tail. But it's around here too, but it doesn't really look like a pigeon as much. Now the band-tailed pigeon, you know, okay. All right. You're right, Nathan. The regular rock dove is 11 inches long. The band-tailed pigeon is 13 and a half inches long.
Oh, okay.
So it is larger. Okay. Now it says, and the map for the band-tailed pigeons, most of the United States is white. They're not there. And I forget what they're saying, the colors they're using, pink and purple. I think purple is year-round. Pink, I think, is summer. But there's just a pink line just on the way west coast. Like, it looks like Washington, Oregon is pink. So that must mean they come up here, because then that line goes down through California and south is purple. So they come up here in the summer, it looks like, and then go back down south. And let's see, it says band-tailed pigeons locally common in western oak and pine woods, especially in summer. The large size and the broad gray tip on the fan tail distinguish this bird from all others. Note the yellow bill and white neckband, frequents water holes and salt licks in large numbers. The call is a low-pitched owl-like cuckoo.
Yeah, as the doves tend to be cuckoo. Like, especially the mourning dove, as we all know.
Right. So I remember at my farm, when I did have mourning doves, I did have rock doves, and I did have band tails.
Okay. So I guess it's very the closest guess we have so far is the band-tailed pigeon, and I guess I just need to go out and verify that now.
Yep.
Keep an eye out for some pigeons.
That's your birdie education.
Now, and for me to sort of know when I should keep my eyes peeled, is it kind of like at any time during the day? Do they maybe go attracted to bird feeders at around a certain time of the day? When should I maybe be looking out for these pigeons?
Well, the bird didn't say that, but I would say daylight hours.
Yeah, of course. And maybe sunshine or rain, or does that not really matter?
I don't think that matters.
Okay.
Well, if it's a horrible, rainy, stormy day, you're not going to see as many birds.
Yeah, because birds like get more attracted to feeding off of the ground for worms because the worms tend to more surface, or
well, it depends on if they're birds that eat worms. Not all birds eat worms.
That is true.
Robins do, I know, and I'm not an expert on all of this, so I don't know. And the bird book didn't tell me that. I read you everything about rock, you know, bandtails that it said. So.
Okay. Well, I will keep an eye out this week then, and I'll send you over photos and hopefully get them captured on recording too.
Okay, sounds good. All righty then. So let's go back. We didn't talk about what's going on with the weather. When we started the show, I had kind of darker gray clouds, and it was not looking so good. Kind of looked the same down where, you know, in Bellevue where you are. But it has lightened up considerably, and I can now say that I actually have some blue sky. high clouds I can see, but I also see sun.
It is starting to look
Nathan,
more...
what's going on with the weather?
It is starting to look more like marine air now as we continue moving closer to summer through spring, and just some high-ish overcast clouds, which do look like they'll burn off and become sunny skies throughout the afternoon, but not for long enough to get us really warm. It's still going to stay relatively cool in the low 70s. But tomorrow, Memorial Day, if you're looking at going outside and having some barbecues, well, I don't think this is going to be the year for that, because it is looking like it's going to be raining throughout most of the day or and afternoon, and even some stronger winds tomorrow as well.
Yeah, it's supposed to get really bad tomorrow.
Maybe gusting into the mid-20s with those wind speeds.
I heard thunder and lightning possible, too.
I don't see that for our area right now, but I can click up over to where you are and see what it has to report for there. And once I click over, not really any indication of thunder, so maybe that has dissipated.
Well, that's good. Maybe that's dissipated, because I'm working tomorrow.
But given the stronger winds and rain, who knows? Maybe you'll get a couple flashes of lightning that just suddenly pop up or things like that, just to make it unstable enough. But as for right now, the consensus is no thunder or lightning.
Well, that's good. And then I think it's just mainly on Monday that we get the rain and stormy stuff, and then it dissipates sort of through Tuesday, and then I think we're back to...
Yeah, it's not going to be quite as extreme as it was that previous week when we had that cold front move through. Everything's going to stay pretty much consistent as far as temperatures goes. It's just one of those days will be windy and rainy. Because remember, like a week ago or so when we had all that rain and then it went from like 85 degrees down to the low 60 degrees. And then it was a whole bunch of rain as well. Hardest I've seen it rain in a long time.
Well, what I'm remembering about this is that, you know, it got really warm. And, Friday was like summer. I was like, wait a minute, it's still May. It's not supposed to be this warm. But it was like summer, and I talked to my vet this week, and boy, they're real concerned that they think it's going to be a really bad year for fleas.
Oh, really?
So just letting y'all know that at least my vet is saying, hey, be on top of it. Have your flea combs ready. Check your animals frequently, because they're expecting a big flea season. So we'll see. So far we're good here, and nobody showed up, no fleas here in the spring. Then they often are area specific. You'll have some neighborhoods have a lot of fleas and others that have none. I think it may relate sometimes to how many people do regular flea treatments on their animals. Who knows?
Or maybe even the hygiene of their home or something like that, how well they keep that up.
Well, yeah, if you had fleas in your environment last year, then you do have to know that eggs and larvae go dormant through the winter, and as long as the temperature is consistently below 50, there's no hatching. But when it gets up consistently above 50, that's when everybody starts to hatch. Well, we've kind of been there at that high enough above 50 long enough for a while now that the fleas are going to town, according to the vets. Mm-hmm. And that's something you want to pay attention to. And like I've got my little bowl of soapy water in the sink and flea comb out so I can, you know, do a flea comb here or there on everybody, especially Buzzy, because he spends a lot of his time out in the cat run when the weather's nice. So just to make sure he isn't picking up, because, you know, squirrels carry fleas, rodents carry fleas, deer can have fleas, you know, everybody can have fleas out there.
Even humans, too,
and,
right?
And my vet tech friend of mine told me this last week that they had a squirrel come in, you know, for help. I don't know, for some at the vet. She said, but the squirrel was loaded with fleas.
Oh.
Loaded with fleas. So, you know, if you've got squirrels in your yard and all around, they're probably packing fleas. So you can use the spot on flea treatments for your friends. Be careful. I tend not to recommend the really heavy duty kill everything on those flea treatments, bug treatments that include everything, including heartworm. We don't have heartworm out here. Now that could change, you know, with the traveling around and so forth, but so forth, we really don't have heartworm out here. So, if I were to do a flea treatment, I would do one of the simpler, less toxic models that just does fleas.
Now I'm curious,
fleas and ticks. And I would not treat for heartworm.
Now our previous dog, when we had her, we were using a lot of Frontline. You know, what you put around there.
That's what I was talking about.
That's the kind of the less.
Yeah, and Frontline is one of the more, the not as bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some animals that have serious reactions to those medications sometimes can tolerate that. Like my Robbie Golden is real sensitive to that stuff. But he can tolerate the Frontline.
Because we can always tell when a dog would have Frontline on, because you put it on that little hair on their back that sticks up, and then you can see it's a little bit oily. That probably means they have a Frontline currently in progress.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. It is time to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. And so we'll go ahead and do with that. And then, we got more to catch up on. Nathan's got all kinds of stuff coming up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the first hour of our happy Memorial Day weekend edition of Animal World. And we're here to noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our great sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so easy access and parking. And oh, what a gift. She is such a gifted healer, and what a gift it is to us to be able to be in that healing room with her and the gongs and the chimes. But then the acutonic forks and treatments that she does, I find it more powerful than acupuncture and just needles, because with the forks and the vibration, they're used on acupressure points, but do so much more because of the forks involved. And then her light, incredible style of chiropractic is absolutely amazing. She's the one that got me walking again when I had that dermatome and numb leg and stuff. And she got all that nerve stuff back and my spine rotated. And boy, I don't know what I've done without her. But anyway, she would love to work with you in person, or she can work with you remotely. And check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back. The number to call is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can send us an email at to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, alrighty then. The few minutes we've got left, let's I'll just tell you that I'm still happy with Animal TV, sort of, on Saturdays. That's a marathon of Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. Love him. Best vet in the world. We need a Dr. Jeff in every state of the country. At any rate, they're not running new shows, but I did see two shows I hadn't seen yesterday. So a lot of variety. Dr. D, the Alaska Vet, I really like her too, but I don't think they have as many shows of hers in the can because they all seem to be repeats, and so far I've seen them all. But I love Dr. Jeff. And then a shout out finally to the city of Bothell. They finally popped up their dog park this week. They have a pop-up dog park right in the middle of Bothell that's fabulous, but they're way too stingy with it. But they finally got it up, so the pop-up dog park is open and active in Bothell. So that leaves us I was going to get in a little current events. I don't think there's any big stuff, Nathan, for me to get, but why don't we do a little current events? And all righty then. No, boy, let's see. Northwest Dream Center continues to have the most stuff going on, I think. Their next class is on Saturday, May 30th, Foraging for Wild Edible Plants with Alderleaf Wilderness College. That sounds really fascinating. That'll be May 30th. It's a Saturday, 1 p.m. And then on Saturday, June 14th, that looks like it's going to be a big deal at the Northwest Dream Center. They're in McCollum Park in South Everett, by the way, if you don't know where they are. And lovely place. You really need to get there if you haven't been there. Solstice Serenades, a benefit concert for the Sustainable Ecosystem Lab with the Musical Mountaineers and Friends. And that's going to be Saturday, June 14th, 2 p.m. Also on that June 14th, they're going to be open with their summer solstice market from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you could go early to do the solstice market and then do the concert at 2 p.m. And you can check them out at streamkeeper.org is the website, streamkeeper.org, or call them at 425-316-8592 to let them know you're coming. 425-316-8592. All right, not a whole lot else. Well, let's see, Bark in the Park with the Mariners. The next Bark in the Park is Monday, June 29th. Los Angeles Angels, and then Tuesday, August 4th, Detroit Tigers. Positive Alliance will be at both games with free custom ID tags. Let's see, coming up June 6th for Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. Join us for a fun night of cat videos, games, delicious food, and giving for cats. They're calling it Sips and Snips at the Movies. Great name. June 6th, 5:30, Brightwater Center in Woodinville. They're going to feature the internationally acclaimed Cat Video Fest. I think check that out. The tickets are still on sale, if there are any left, but you'll have to check to find that out. And then the annual big fundraiser for Meow is their Fine Wines and Felines, Purty in Pink Hair, Pink Big Hair, and Bigger Hearts in-person dinner and auction will be Saturday, June 27th at 5:30, Mobius Hall on Cascadia College campus in Bothell, and registration is open. And then the online auction will be from June 15th to June 28th. And that does us for current events today. Other than next week, will be Encore presentation. That'll be our last healing show with Linda Rasmussen. So, Nathan, you got a lot going on. You know, recently your folks were here because they moved to Tennessee.
And we waited until there's 7 minutes left in the hour to talk about all that stuff
We got so much going on. We got distracted by the birds, and that was your fault. You started it.
It's okay. We all got distracted by those birds, especially my mom, too. She couldn't stop talking about it.
But you had a good time with your folks and
all that? Oh, it was wonderful. Even though that the Mariners game we went to was not so great, we still had a wonderful time and still got to see some great stuff and...
That's good.
Yeah, and my parents were also able to see some of the friends there that they haven't seen in a while, too. So even though there was a big loss, it was all a great evening in the end.
All right. Now, I assume they left Abby at home, your border collie. She stayed home in Tennessee?
Yeah, she stayed home, but they have wonderful neighbors who were coming over to check on her, you know, multiple times during the day and take care of her as she needed, and of course, give her exercise and bring their animal friends over to get together with Abby and run around and play frisbee and things like that in their backyard. So Abby was very well taken care of.
All right. And then you got a big trip coming up.
Yeah, I'm also traveling, and it's
all gonna... right. So, first up, give us the details. What's going on?
This wouldn't be new news to most people. It'd be repetitive news, but going back to the Philippines again in for a good chunk of June, I would say. It's 2 weeks as usual, but it's all in the middle of June, so it feels like I'm missing June, but it's June 8th through the 24th I'll be going back out there, and that's around the time when they're starting to shift over from sunny season to rainy season, so they might be like a tropical season, might feel a lot like Florida down there. Hot and humid. You might get some afternoon weather occurring and stuff like that.
So how do you, like, I'm not a fan of hot and humid. What about you? How do you do in the heat and humidity and that kind of stuff?
Well, it's been a while since I've been to Florida, so we'll have to see how, if my body has changed its feelings towards that or not. But I do remember last time I went to Florida is like, you know, you walk outside and immediately your clothes start sticking to you and you can, you can smell the humidity too, and you're just relieved to be inside in air conditioning when you get that opportunity to.
Yeah, my dad used to tell us stories that when he and my mom were first married, they lived in, I was just thinking about it because they were anyway back east and it was really hot and he would get up in the morning and shower and be all dressed, but then he would take the bus to work, and so by the time he got down from the apartment and out to the bus stop, he'd be soaking wet.
Yep, that's how it can be.
Yeah, that just sounds awful to me.
Oh, I'll have to report back once I return. And of course,
yeah,
you know,
I
the past
look forward
couple
to all the pictures. But obviously, that means the canoodling between you and Miss Fia is still going on.
Still going on. So, and of course, that's the reason why I'm going back, is to spend time with her and also celebrate her dad's retirement as well.
Okay, I was going to say, the last couple times you've been down there, you were celebrating something. And this last time, it was your birthday that you celebrated. Mm-hmm.
First time was hers, second time was mine.
Yeah.
It always seems to be tied to a birthday, but of course, you know, there are always such big celebrations out there for birthdays.
So because they look really good at that, and all the food that gets and all of that. I'm not wild about, meeting the pig before you guys.
Oh, yeah. That
do
is
what you do.
Definitely a big culture shock.
Yeah. Yeah. But they do roast pigs. There and anyway, Nathan met them before they ate them.
Yeah, if you're curious, look up lechon, and that'll tell you everything you need to know. But yeah.
So
we'll leave that up to you. We won't describe it here.
You leave on June 8th, and you're gone for a couple of weeks, and so David Brown be filling in for you.
Yep, you'll get him for a couple of weeks there.
And do you have to have a substitute Bigfoot while you're gone, or did you work it out timing wise?
We'll still have to see what's going to happen, but they do have plans.
Okay, all righty. It sounds like it will be a wonderful time, and do you have any special plans that you're going to do while you're down there?
One thing I really want to do this time that I didn't get to do the first couple times is go out into the hills and hike to some waterfalls. That's something, like a lot of really nature-y type stuff, and then there's another place we want to go to, kind of like a resort down on the southern end of her island, but they have a place that's called Forest Camp. And it's like a natural creek that sort of forms like little ponds and stuff like that. And it's a place you can go see and, you know, just spend time at it, relax. That's another thing we have on our list as well. And, of course, the celebrations of her dad's retirement. And spend the last few days in Manila as well.
Wow. All right. Cram-packed trip, it sounds like, another one.
Oh, yeah.
I will be looking forward to all of your photographs. And
I get to fly a new adventure as well. This time I'll be going through Hong Kong on Cathay Pacific. Usually I've been going through Korea, but going to take a little bit of a different route this time.
Interesting. You can let us know how that all goes. All righty, then. I guess we are pretty much caught up. And it is time to close out hour number one and fire up the love train for the first time in this show. And we do it twice, once at 10, once at 11. And just know that you don't get topped out here. Dancing is required. This is what we do to get up, get a little energy going and juices flowing, and get the energy of the love train all over the place. And there's opportunities in the song to send love all around. Remember, love is the most powerful energy on the planet. Best thing we can be doing right now is sending love all over and blanketing the whole place, this country, the whole world, with love. So you know where to specifically target here and around the world. And like I said, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.